Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And I say Pomp and Joe because we have one of the two on the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. KDKA legend, Bob Pompiani. Bob, are you a bit surprised that Andrew Filippone was the man that answered the phone today when you called the hotline?
Especially the way he answered it. Threw me for a loop there, but I expect nothing less from Andrew. Is he doing a good job so far?
He is. He's keeping us out of total danger, I would say, Malzi.
The FCC is not calling into the station here saying what's going on. So,
man, Bob, that's
well
not
there.
Exactly a ringing endorsement. Jeez.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Yeah,
he's doing the bare minimum is what that sounded like to me.
Yeah, it's like training wheels.
No, it's not.
No.
Don't say that, Bob.
Nelly's actually making him do everything. Nelly's just kind of looming there. Like, you know, Nelly looks like a position coach in football a little bit. He's just kind of watching. There might be a little counseling going on. But Pony is, like, the one thing here Donnie wanted to drive home for Pony was that you see how everything we have to do in the producer's room to make sure that these shows go out over the air. And Pony is absolutely getting, like, a real taste of that. So I think that that's a big-time mission accomplished here for Donnie.
I think that's a good thing to know what goes on. Donnie's back there all day with all – it looks like the Starship Enterprise back there with all the buttons. And he does it so well. So done a good job, Pony. That's good. Progress report so far, so good.
Well, Pomp, I mean, you have great guys at your disposal, too, at TV. You got JB. You got Jared Barton. You got Steve
Jared
Banko.
Barton.
Jeremiah Miller.
Jeremiah Miller.
Oh, Jeremiah
them,
was
yeah.
in both
kind
of our,
like a mini me.
Jeremiah was in both of our ears last night on the nightly sports call. Very rare when it happens with me and Bob. It's usually me and Richie where Richie's getting told to wrap things up. And Bob got on his soapbox about something last night, and I hear Jeremiah 30 out, break. And Bob goes, and I know
shut
I
shut up.
Yeah, and I knew you were hearing the same thing, and you just went, I'm sorry, Jeremiah, very sorry. We'll go to break right now. We are way late here, but you just had to get something off your chest.
Well, that's how it goes. There's not enough time on that show, as you guys know. I mean, it's only like 17 minutes.
How many times would you say in your life you've said the phrase, you know, we just don't have enough time here on this sports call? Would you say that you've said it at least 500? Yeah.
Maybe getting toward – I just have to feel that way because you try to accommodate people. Call, there's people on, you know, text lines and this line and Twitter and all this stuff. It's hard to fit it all in.
Bob, you spent, what, 5 or 6 days in Dublin. You got to experience the Steelers-Vikings game. Those of us that got left back here, I mean, I can't speak for these two, but I definitely had FOMO seeing all of the people – that were out there last weekend. How was that whole experience?
It was unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. You know, Donnie, the first class treatment of the people out there in Dublin, they were all very kind and nice, and there are pubs everywhere. You could try different things. The Steelers had some designated areas that they had. But I mean, so if you walk around, and that's the great thing about it, I love walking. I would rather walk than drive or try to figure out how to get transportation. You can go to all these different places, the Guinness and the Jameson Distillery. They're very close to one another. And this Trinity College, where they had a lot of functions, where you learn all about Ireland, you know, all the history involved. All of that was very walkable. Even Croke Park you can walk to from. It's a little bit longer walk. And the funny thing about Croke Park is there's nowhere to park over there. It's all in the middle of a housing area. And so you have to park a long way away and walk. And it's kind of a cool scene to see everybody walking there on a game day.
Now, how many people recognize you over there? Do you shoot, like, the finger guns to some people? Like, hey, how you doing? Like, you get like, hey, Pomp!
Yeah, we took a lot of pictures. It was fun. You know, a lot of Pittsburghers there. So I kind of expected people would know a lot of people there, and that was the case. So I was always honored to talk to those people. They had a fun time.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bob, how would you term your outlook right this minute on the Steelers with them at 3-1 and understanding the turmoil that is roiling pretty much every other team in the division?
Well, that's the thing there, Chris. It's the other stuff that's affecting everybody and the injuries and all the uncertainties there. So I think that plays certainly in the hands of the Steelers. If I would have told you at the beginning of the season, a quarter of the way in, the only healthy quarterback would be Aaron Rodgers and everyone else would be either out because of injury or bad play. So, I mean, I didn't necessarily expect that, but they're 3-1. And, you know, every game's close. They could have lost the first three games. As it turns out, they won those. I wouldn't have expected Minnesota as a loss. I thought Seattle as a loss. I thought Minnesota would be the loss, but here they are 3-1, sitting in pretty good shape. But I also know that they were 10-3 last year, and what can happen down the stretch when the schedule gets more difficult, and there's a long way to go here. So pretty optimistic that they're going to make the playoffs. That's what I thought at 10-7 with a playoff opportunity, and I'm just going to stick by that.
The guys tried to pressure me a bit into crowning the Steelers the other day. Bob, do you think the Ravens can bounce back after their bye week? Let's say Lamar Jackson is healthy, because there's a real shot they start 1-5, but the guys don't think they can keep up with the Steelers if there's a 4-game gap.
I would agree with that, but I don't think there's going to be a 4-game gap. I think they're going to somehow win, even though Lamar Jackson may not be available. I think their bye week is in week 7 here, Donnie, so They still have a few more games to go, 2 more games. They're at home. I would expect them to somehow win those games. If Harbaugh is the coach that many down there think he is or can be or should be, then he should win these games even without Lamar Jackson.
Bob, in a summary version here, I'll flip over to the Pirates because we want to touch all bases with you. Why can the Guardians do what they do, i.e. make the playoffs and win 90 games more often than not, and the Pirates can't? If you boiled it down to like one singular thing or the main one or two issues.
the main thing has to be drafting and developing and doing it without the need to overspend. You know, I always say the Pirates could spend more. I know they can. They should. They should do it this year. They should do it every year. And that doesn't mean spending $300 million. It means spending what other teams like Cleveland, like Milwaukee spend, like Cincinnati, whatever the case may be, they can do that. But by and large, it's also your system. It's the way they handle things, the way they make decisions, who they make decisions on. They know when to sign a guy, when not to sign a guy. They know how much to sign him to. They've been consistently good for a long time. And they have not many big advantages over the big markets. But the one thing you can control if you're an organization is how you draft and develop. And that leads to a feeding system that always has a big supply of talent. And the Pirates have gone through too many years of not doing that well.
Bob Pompeiani, the legend. Thank you, Pomp. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Does Pony go to the bathroom? Does he get a bathroom break with you guys?
His name is Andrew Filippone, not Andrew Callis.
No, I said, Bob, that if I have to go in a bottle, I'm going to do that because I don't want to leave my post. So if I have to pee, if I have to urinate here, I'll do that.
Well, it's not like you're running the entire commercial bed, are you? Isn't it automatic?
Everything.
No, he's doing like the whole...
Oh, no, there's no such thing as autopilot here.
No, he's doing the whole thing, Bob. Like, he's doing the whole kit and caboodle right now. You know how fastidious Pony is about any task?
I want to see you get one of those diarrhea things that you always say Chris is on. I want to see you diarrhea.
You're rooting for me to get diarrhea in the middle of the show.
Not just diarrhea.
That's what I'm hearing.
He's rooting for you to get explosive diarrhea.
Bob is going
to
stop at his favorite Catholic church and say a little prayer that he hopes I get diarrhea in the next 2.5 hours.
I want to see what that race to the bathroom looks like when you're... You know, clutching and grabbing and trying not to let it.
I think running's tough for him now, Bob. He's so muscle bound with all this weight he's been putting on and all this lifting. I think he's going to look like one of those guys wearing Zubaz pants if he tries to get to the bathroom.
I did show Chris Hoke my stomach today.
He did. And Chris has a six pack now. He's developed very nicely. I was not going to show anything because I have a keg, not a six pack, and I am proud of that.
Thank you, Bob.
See you guys.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each and every Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. We have a special edition of Power Rankings coming up next. Horror movies, scary movies. It is spooky season. The calendar has moved into the 10th month. So that will be our PM Team Power Rankings in just a few moments. Fan Twitter, you can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan, is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's time for a Pony Headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.